My name's Ian Chambers. I love wrestling. And I love my girlfriend, but my girlfriend, she doesn't love wrestling. But this podcast today, I can feel it, is going to change all that. It is.
It's not.
On the Secret Recordings Network, welcome to I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling.
Is that good?
Yeah, it was good.
Making her way to the microphone, she hails from Coventry. What else is Coventry famous for? You said last week Lady Godiva. Can you think of anything else?
The Enemy.
What's The Enemy?
What's The Enemy? They're a band. They're amazing.
Hailing from the home of The Enemy.
They're not together anymore, but...
A band I've never heard of.
If you've never heard of them, you need to go and listen to them.
It's beautiful, Bobby Hart!
Aw, that was nice.
I'm taking requests now. By the way, make sure you follow us on social media. You can do it on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, at MadeMyGF. All right, so far, Bobby, I've only shown you wrestling matches and I've made bits of progress. Like, there were a couple of moments where I thought...
You've shown me wrestling matches?
Yeah.
What else is there?
Well, that's what I'm about to explain. Like, I thought at this point we'd be much closer to you falling in love with wrestling. I'm going to say that we're behind schedule.
We're further away.
And last night I was laid in bed thinking, what am I doing wrong here? Oh, no.
The fridge.
Right, the fridge is mooing. Go turn the fridge off, please. And I'll tell Alexa.
Can you hear what noise it makes? I'll grab the mic.
Oh, she's taking the mic to the fridge.
This is the noise that it makes. I hope it does it now. What is that noise?
Turn it off. Give the microphone back to the main macaroon. Alexa.
You didn't like me holding that then, did you?
Alexa, remind me to turn the fridge back on.
Alexa doesn't need to remind you because you tell her to shut up anyway.
25 minutes.
I will remember.
Okay. I'll remind you in 25 minutes.
You shouldn't need a machine to remind you to do everything. Hey Siri, remind me to do... You do it for everything.
That's because I'm a forgetful human being.
Just use your brain.
Technology's beautiful.
Brain training.
So what I was saying was, I was laid in bed last night and I was thinking, what am I doing wrong here? I'm obviously doing something wrong because this isn't on wrestling. The fact that you haven't fallen in love with it, it's not wrestling's fault, it's my fault. This is on me. And I sat there and I thought...
What's that noise?
You'll see. Half of what makes wrestling so bloody good is the drama, the storylines that lead up to the matches. There's so many times you've been sitting here going, I don't understand why they're fighting and all that sort of stuff. Ooh. So today, I'm introducing you to a wrestling promo. A bit of drama that comes with wrestling, yeah?
Right.
This
is... I know who this man is.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. We're going back 20 years. It's 1999. It's an era that was dubbed the Attitude Era. Roy's War. This is when wrestling was at its most popular.
Really? So yeah. It's declined?
Well, yeah. I mean, at the minute, ratings are nowhere near what they were at this point.
Really?
Millions and millions and millions of viewers. It's hotter than it's ever been at this point. Look at the crowd.
All those signs.
You don't see signs anymore like that.
You don't.
Before we talk about the wrestling itself...
Oh, it's a rude sign.
So there's a lot going on at the minute. You're just going to see the entrance music and all that sort of stuff. But first, we need to talk about your eyebrows.
We don't have to talk about...
We have to talk about your eyebrows.
We don't have to talk about anything like that, actually. This is a wrestling podcast, so...
We went all the way to Nottingham for Bobby to get something weird done to her eyebrows. And I think you're beautiful.
So you don't like them?
No, I think you're really attractive. But you had like...
The Rock!
Yep, The Rock is in this wrestling promo.
Yay!
Who's he next to?
Vince McMahon.
He's next to Vince McMahon on his right, and to the left of The Rock you have Shane McMahon. So we are actually going to have to listen to bits of what they're saying, but we need to get back to your eyebrows. What have you had done?
I don't really know, to be honest. I don't know what it's called. I've kind of had them tattooed on.
Right. Bobby had thin eyebrows when she woke up this morning, and now she's sitting there, and this is no offence, because you said it's going to wash off a bit, but you have got two massive fat slugs sitting on your forehead.
That's horrible.
No, it's not bad. I'm just saying, like, why did you want them?
I didn't know exactly what I was going to come out with. I didn't think it was going to be quite like this.
Why do women do this, though? Like, What's wrong with just your eyebrows? What's wrong with having thin lips these days? Why do you have to have thick eyebrows and thick lips?
I don't have thick lips or thick eyebrows. They're just thicker than they were before. You're talking to a woman that literally had no eyebrows. So these are actually normal sized eyebrows.
Well, a man who does have eyebrows is the man standing in the ring with the sunglasses on and the WWF Championship strapped around his waist. The Rock. The most electrifying man in all of entertainment.
Never been a fan of people that wear sunglasses inside, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Why do people do that? Or
because
at night?
They look cool as...
Like, at night, some people wear them at night. Like, when you're on holiday. It's dark.
You hate on sunglasses as it is. I went to Primark.
I like sunglasses. You make strange choices when it comes to sunglasses. That's all I'm saying.
I went to Primark yesterday, and I bought a pair of sunglasses that I thought...
Where are they? I've not seen them yet.
They're in the bedroom.
Go and get them.
Actually, they're right here.
Are they?
Yeah. Hold that.
Oh, they're in your bag.
Can you grab them?
Ian does this weird thing where, like, he always buys weird sunglasses that he just won't suit him and he'll never wear it.
Right, I've got them. Close your eyes.
Why do I have to close my eyes?
Bear in mind that I hadn't done my hair.
That's irrelevant.
So once my hair's done, it'll look better, but here we go.
That's irrelevant.
3, 2...
I'm scared.
1.
What? What?
What's wrong? What's the matter?
Have you done that on purpose?
No, it's because... what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
It's because I go in somewhere and I think something looks really cool and I think I'm going to give this a go, I can pull this off. Are you saying that I'm not pulling it off?
Just so that everyone... How do I explain them? Well, they're bright blue, shiny mirrored, for starters. I've never seen that shape before in sunglasses. I don't know what they are.
Well, I'm wearing these all week next week in Spain.
No, you're not.
Come here anyway. I'm doing the rest of the show in these.
No, you're not. Take them off. Take them off.
All right. Just pop them down. I'll put up a picture and get a second opinion.
Pop them in the bin.
I'll put up a picture on Twitter and Instagram, @MadeMyGF.
At your own detriment.
I reckon we're going to get rave reviews. So what I'm trying to explain is, you know, like when you're watching wrestling, you see the match. You've only seen like them going at it and scrapping. There are moments on every Monday Night Raw, which is like the weekly show, that lead up to the big fights.
Mm.
And this is one of those moments that you're seeing. So in the ring, you've got the corporation. These are a faction. So like Vince runs the company. Shane is obviously the son of Vince. And you've got their golden goose, who's actually a bad guy at this point in his career, The Rock.
Such an oversized suit back in those. Oh, shock. You've just had a reminder come up on your phone.
Stop calling me out. What's that say?
Book the rental car. You done that? No.
Book the rental car.
It's the third time that's reminded him.
Yeah, driving on the wrong side of the road next week in Spain. Not looking forward to that. So Vince McMahon is one of the most charismatic leaders of all time.
What?
He could have been the president of the United States of America, in my opinion.
That is ridiculous. Which one? That him? The fake one? He's fictional.
The real Vince.
The Rock's sideburns as well are a bit mental, aren't they?
What about the people's eyebrow? Because you just did the people's eyebrow then. You know what that is, don't you?
Yeah, it's really... I can't do that. I can't do it. I can't just move one.
Goes into Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Whose voice is that?
It's The Rock.
He doesn't sound like that. I don't know what's going on.
So The Rock is saying, there he is. Who's that?
Steve Austin.
So you know Stone Cold Steve Austin from his Broken Skull Challenge that's always on Dave.
Yeah.
And he's great on that, isn't he?
So good.
What's he always say?
I'll catch you down the road.
I'll catch you down the road.
It's kind of like the American Texas version of...
World's Strongest Man? No, I don't know. What is the equivalent?
What is that? There's that rubbish program on ITV where they've got to like run across the course. What's that?
Oh, it's nowhere near like that. It basically, these people have to do these really crazy challenges. They're so strong and fit.
This is where Austin really made a name for himself. He's one of the most famous men in America at this point. The Rock is the champion, but Austin
people
is the one.
People don't like The Rock at this point.
Some people do, but Austin's the fan favorite.
Okay.
And this is 6 days away from WrestleMania. The Rock's out there talking trash about Stone Cold Steve Austin. This is one of the greatest rivalries of all time.
So weird, his voice is so different.
What The Rock says, this is how we used to talk when he was in WWF.
Why?
Because some people have like wrestling voices.
Ooh.
So The Rock just said he's going to kick Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, did you see what he just did with his tongue?
Moved his tongue quick, didn't he? He said, if you're somewhere, la 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 la. Pretty fascinated by that. Wow.
Which just took me by surprise.
Tell me you didn't think for a second that The Rock didn't have good tongue game.
Oh, I've never thought about it.
Right, before this really starts to pop off, because I can see you interested in this. You're definitely a little bit more interested in this than a match itself.
You know why?
Why?
There's no fighting.
Well, let's see how this unfolds. Let me just pause this real quick because it's time to play our game. The greatest game in podcast history.
All right.
It's time.
What? Wow.
It's time. I've lost it.
What are you doing?
It's time. I can't do it. I've lost it.
That's not what you normally
do. It's time to play a real gimmick or a fake gimmick. Dig it.
Not as embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. Right, put your wine down. We're getting serious.
All right.
This is real gimmick or fake gimmick. It's where I give you the name of a wrestling character, and you have to tell me whether or not you believe that character ever really existed.
Mm-hmm.
Just to clarify, a gimmick generally refers to a wrestler's in-ring persona, character, behavior,
or other distinguishing features that they may have.
Attire and other distinguishing traits they may have. Now, last week, I absolutely knocked it out the park. My dad was listening to the podcast. He rang me afterwards, and he said he couldn't stop laughing at Clint Eastwood. Today's gimmick, Chad Dick and James Dick, known collectively as the Dicks. A pair of buff blokes impersonating the Chippendale exotic dancers.
Ooh.
They'd come to the ring, oiling themselves up, rubbing away at their rock hard abs. They would steal victories by blinding their opponents with their baby oil.
What, they'd like throw it at them?
Yeah, like spray it in the face. Making their way to the ring, the Dicks!
What year did you say it was?
2005. Real gimmick or fake gimmick? The Dicks.
I feel like I would know if they existed or not.
You know, Mankind existed.
Yeah, but the Dicks sound like, you know, something I might be a little bit more interested in.
Would you ever go see Chippendales?
I'd love to go.
My mum absolutely loved the Chippendales.
I would really like to go. I wanted to see Magic Mike for my birthday, but he didn't get me a ticket, oddly enough.
I'd go with you to see that.
Yeah, it's actually...
Only if what's-his-name
really,
was there.
It's really, really weird how much Ian loves the film Magic Mike.
That's because Kevin Nash is in
like
it.
It's like his favourite film.
It's because Kevin Nash, Diesel, wrestler, is in it.
It's
and
not.
I love the way what's-his-name moves in it. Channing Tatum.
They all move very well in the film. It's why it's so successful. But why do you enjoy watching that so much?
It's a good storyline. Anyway, let's stop talking about the dancing men and get back to the Dicks.
I'm going to say it was real.
You think the Dicks were a real gimmick?
Well, I don't know. There was a turkey not long ago, the gobbledygooker, so who knows?
You are correct.
Yay! I never get it right.
Do you know you said you hadn't heard of the Dicks?
Yeah.
I was digging around for the Dicks for a while. I had vague memory of the Dicks, and I found them. And because I knew they existed, but I thought, have I dreamt it up or not? And the Dicks did exist. They were only around for 6 months, though. They didn't last very long.
Aww. Let's have a look at them.
Let me show you the Dicks.
Careful. It's an odd thing to Google, I would imagine. Who knows what's about to come up on this?
If I put WWE in it afterwards.
Oh, yeah, there they are.
Do you know the outfit, right? So they wear, like, these braces across their chest.
Yeah,
with, like,
classic.
Bow ties.
Yeah.
Like the Chippendale gimmick.
Mm.
I remember when I was once, because my mum, I said she loved the Chippendales.
Yeah.
She was having a party. I think you've seen the pictures. She was having a party with all of her friends around, like Hillary and the gang were coming around.
Julie was there.
And my mum went.
Julia was there.
Ian, would you mind serving the ladies in the living room? Dressed in this, and she gave me like this little pinny apron, no t-shirt, pinny apron, walk through, and I've never enjoyed so much attention in my life.
I bet. That is your dream, isn't it? Just a bunch of women, just...
Mature women.
Yeah.
They have it, the Dicks, real gimmick.
Ooh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, dig it.
Mankind is coming out to the ring.
What's he got on his... Did he have that on last time?
The mask?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really know what's going on, but...
Thing you need to know about wrestling... And this is why showing you just the matches was a bit of a mistake early on in this process, is that the best matches are the ones that have been built up with rivalries. And, like, the things they do to each other outside of the ring and, like, the arguments, the cheap shots.
Yeah, like, let's say you're watching something like Love Island.
Yeah.
If you're just watching the bit where they're pairing up, that's boring. What you want to see is who's having a little flirt in the garden.
Yeah.
Who's, you know, getting it on when the lights turn down?
Chandler. So you understand why I'm showing you this then, don't you?
Why has he got a sock?
His finishing move was Mr. Soccer. He'd put a sock on his hand and shove it in your mouth. An old mucky sock called Mr. Soccer.
That was his, what, that's like his big move?
Yep.
The same man that jumped off Hell in a Cell.
He didn't jump off Hell in a Cell, he got threw off Hell in a Cell.
Whatever, his finishing move is a sock.
This is the reason I've shown you this, because I think that you're about to fall in love with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Okay.
Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
When the glass shatters, it means like the whole crowd erupted because here comes Stone Cold Steve Austin and he is driving a beer truck.
Oh my goodness.
Listen to that music. Down, 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 down. He's the most relatable man ever because he's just your average guy, your beer drinker, wants to beat up his boss.
Coors Light must have paid so much for that truck.
I listened to a podcast, didn't pay a damn.
What?
It's full of beer.
I hate Vince McMahon. He's so annoying.
That's the whole point.
Look at his tush.
Look at his tush. He's pointing his middle fingers up. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Goatee.
Why does Vince not like him?
He wants The Rock to be his champion because he's like your clean cut pretty boy. Mm. And you've got this Texas rattlesnake coming after the belt.
Yeah.
If you're ready for WrestleMania, give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
The greatest of all time.
You say everyone is the greatest of all time.
Yeah, but Austin is.
No, you...
Austin is.
You change your mind every week.
Alexa, that'll do. Alexa, Stone Cold Steve Austin is in the ring. Shut up.
This is why you got to stop talking to her.
Alexa, thank you for reminding me.
Anytime.
She's so polite, though. You can't be rude to her.
This is a reminder.
All right. Thank you, Alexa.
Stop reminder. Remind me to put the fridge back on.
Yeah,
she's ruined this. Oh! Listen to Austin. Listen to the crowd. Look at his face.
He looks a bit like the blonde one from Dumb and Dumber, but with no hair.
Are you telling me he looks like Jeff Daniels?
Yeah, Jeff Daniels.
He looks nothing like Jeff Daniels. Right, what's Austin doing?
He's climbing.
Pay attention. Commentate.
Climbing off his truck. Yeah.
He just said we'll have a pre-match beer.
Don't tell me he's going to throw some beers into the crowd. Is that what he's going to do?
Keep watching.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at The Rock running his mouth. Look at him running his mouth.
He's going to give everyone beer.
What's happening?
Is that actually beer? Is that beer?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Is it actually beer?
Yeah, it's beer. Actually beer.
Do you think it's water, really?
No, I've listened to podcasts. Stone Cold Steve Austin
has got his hose pipe out.
He's got a hose pipe and he's spraying Vince McMahon, Shane McMahon and The Rock with beer out of a hose pipe.
That's so good.
Look at Vince swimming.
Oh, Vince is just annoying, though. He's such a bad...
And now look at Austin.
Yeah, look at that tush.
Stop looking at his tush.
He's got a lovely bum.
Oh, my God.
He could have given the crowd some. They all want a little... They want a little sip.
Oh, the front row definitely got a spray. Look at him on top of his thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so happy.
Threw him a beer.
Oh, there's this guy who stands ringside. He had him throughout his entire career. We threw him beers whenever he wanted them, and he always caught them.
Oh.
He's ace, isn't he?
Yeah, he's cool.
I'll tell you what, we'll come back to Austin in a sec because I want to watch just the final moments of this. But first, it's time to play our other game.
Okay.
Celebrity Superstars, brother. This is Celebrity Superstars, the game where you have to choose the celebrity that would make the best WWE superstar. First things first, did you see Harry Styles at the Met Gala?
Yes.
Earring.
Yeah.
Semi-sheer, black ruffled shirt with a lace back.
Yeah.
The man is happy to go out there and do his thing, isn't he?
Well, yeah, but it was within the theme.
What was the theme?
I think the theme was like colour and camp, wasn't it?
Oh, right, it's camp theme.
Yeah, it's camp theme. So, I mean, yeah, he did really...
I mean, it still
don't
takes...
I think that's a bit of a weird theme.
Really weird, but I think it takes a good set of cojones to go and wear that.
Yeah, I mean, he is gay, though, isn't he?
Is he?
Well, he's had a bit of both.
Ah.
Did you not know that?
No. Well, anyway, him wearing that inspired me to ask you which member of One Direction would make the best pro wrestler and why?
Oh, God.
The reason why that inspired me is because some of the best gimmicks have wear like really audacious outfits and stuff.
Mm.
Like Gold Dust. He used to wear like this full latex neck-to-toe body suit, which was weird.
That sounds a bit kinky. I cannot imagine any of them.
Name, who have you got? You got Liam Payne thinks he's something. When he took
Liam.
Shirt off.
It'd be Liam.
It would, wouldn't it?
It'd be Liam.
Why?
He'd just love it. He'd love the attention. He'd think he was real cool and swaggy. Liam was my least favourite.
It won't be like Niall Horan or whatever his name. Niall Horan, who sang that like song about slow hands or whatever.
No. It wouldn't be him. Zayn he just looks like he can't be arsed. I can't imagine him getting into any sort of fight.
And it's not Harry because you think, what?
He's just, I don't know. No, he's just not Harry, is it? He's too cool.
All right, so we're going with Liam Payne.
And who's the other one?
There ain't another one.
There is. Louis Tomlinson.
Oh, right, yeah.
Louis's lovely. Louis's so lovely. He wouldn't do it.
So what are you calling Liam?
Oh, God. He sounds like he could be the third member of the Dicks, to be honest.
Let's do that then. Let's bring him back. What should we call him? The Dick?
Yeah, what were the others called?
Chad and James.
Chad, James, Liam. Liam Dick. Yeah, put him in there.
I'd have gone with Bring the Pain or something like that.
He's just a dick, though. Get him in there.
So let's just get back to the wonder of this moment. You've got Stone Cold Steve Austin standing on top of his beer truck. You've got The Rock, Shane and Vince completely drenched in Coors Light. It's gone down.
I feel horrible on them.
Oh yeah, I've spilt beer down my chest before. It's horrible. This has gone down as like one of the, and I say this a lot, but one of the most iconic moments in wrestling history.
You say it. You say it on every single thing.
Admit it. It was absolutely bloody fantastic. Look at The Rock.
Cool.
That marks the end of the segment. Which leads me on to my next question.
Yeah.
This was 6 days out from WrestleMania. Mm. When Stone Cold Steve Austin said, if you're ready for WrestleMania, give me a hell yeah. You said...
Hell yeah. I did say that.
You've seen the backstory.
Yeah.
You're invested in the match.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next week...
We'll watch them fight.
Stone Cold versus The Rock for the WWF Championship at WrestleMania.
Yeah. I'll do that.
Progress!
I am
absolutely buzzing.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Fantastic. If you're listening to us...
Don't get too excited, though, because that's the bit that I don't like.
What, the wrestling?
I like Steve Austin and I like The Rock, so...
We're on to something. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, we'd love it if you'd rate and review us. Just click 5 stars, then click write a review. When you leave
only,
that...
Only leave a review if it's a nice one.
Oh, yeah, we don't...
I don't want anything... Not nice on there.
You don't want anybody reviewing your eyebrows.
If you don't like it, don't leave one. If you do like it, then you can leave one.
All right, boss. Click 5 stars, then click write a review. When you leave that review, tell us your first name and your profession, and we'll give you your very own wrestling name. Me and Bobby will try and come up with one together. Bobby doesn't love wrestling yet, but we're getting there, which is why we'll be back next Tuesday with another episode of...
I made my girlfriend watch wrestling.